Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixendoig Kokyul Show. My name is Nixendoig Kokyul, the namesake for this here podcast. Hope you enjoyed Monday's video on the recently created Kokyul's Reddit readings, as the first video posted there was its debut. For this episode of the podcast today, I wanted to go into how I produced it. Of course, it'll be software you're familiar with, but I'm using it for something completely different. As per the usual, I'm going outside of my comfort zone as well. You know, if you've seen me around YouTube, that I'm a free software enthusiast and advocate, using as much Floss or free Libre open source software as possible. And that's with what's coming for those using normie tech like Windblows, HackOS, stock Googled AI Feverdream, iBloatOS, and iHackOS. Those using Floss like GNU Linux, Musel Linux, Linux Libre, BSD, GrapheneOS, and the like are in good hands, for they've been decentralizing their life for a while. That's what I've done for almost 5 years, and I won't be stopping that anytime soon, much to the chagrin of those who are addicted to proprietary and centralized services like Twitter or X, Instagram, YouTube, and the like. Keep in mind that while I do use YouTube, I bring people over to Wavelake to listen to this podcast, like what I did with last episode, where I produced two versions, one for my Wavelake listeners and the other right here on YouTube. Enough rambling, let's do it to it already. Now, if you haven't watched the video on Kokyul's Reddit readings yet, I've linked it in the description below on YouTube side if you want to check it out, either after this episode or even before if you've watched it. If you have, I appreciate it, for this is my newest project I had worked on. Since I'm already doing some slow edits for the second video on that channel, since I was really interested in trying this format out for a while, I thought, now's the time to go through exactly what I do. Now, to start out with this process, I needed some questions. That's where Redlib came into play, which is a front end for Reddit that's actually preserving of privacy. Think Invidious for Reddit. In terms of where I got the prompts, I just read the questions off of r/askReddit, and read the responses of the people who answered, usually a little longer. This was the project inspired by Am I the Genius on YouTube, since that one is extremely popular, and I love how Nickel narrates the videos now. A couple other narrators were in this project, but none compared to Nickel, currently the only narrator for this project. Maybe I could narrate for Am I the Genius someday if he's interested in working with me in the future. I would love to do that. Next was how I would structure my audio setup. I'm still using the same microphone, a Samson CO1U Pro model USB mic, and that's fine for what I'm doing. In terms of the pop filter, if I hadn't talked about it yet, I have a Dragon Pad that I use, though I don't think I use my Dragon Pad for this project, that being Co-Red Read, I call it, though I will do that in the future. I do use it for this podcast for consistency's sake, so I'll slowly integrate my Dragon Pad pop filter into Kokyul's Reddit readings. Now that the mic and pop filter are there, I would just make an Ardor session and set up the mic output with a gate, EQ, and some other plugins. These are mostly LSP plugins I like to use, but with the exception of ZL EQ this time around, DBES for a de-esser, and Noise Repellent for a noise removal tool. I should also note that most of the plugins I've used these in the past. LSP Gate Mono for vocals, a compressor for vocals on my end, and LSP Limiter set to, I think, -1. I set it up for how it should sound, as if I'm in a studio, despite me being in an untreated room, and tested it to make sure it was good. Then, I'd read the question, and some responses that are a good length. Not too long, not too short. The first video is about 9 minutes, but that was a taste of what is to come for at Co-Red Reed on YouTube. See, R in Red and R in Reed, all capitalized for the tag for that channel. Make sure it's all one word too. Then, after all of that's recorded and processed to a good quality standard that I like, this is when I go ahead and immediately start recording gameplay. All games in the background of Co-Red Reed videos are played by me, and the games are what I chose for that particular video, depending on the mood that day. I use OBS to record the footage, and keep the mic and desktop audio muted. That's the simplest way I did this type of thing to begin with. Next, we'll be editing the entire thing together. For that, I simply use Kden Live, my editor of choice. Now, I will normally use the dynamic text plugin, which for the first video, that was used a lot. I can't use quotation marks, but instead I replaced those with square brackets if I needed to quote something. However, there's way more for the second one, and I didn't even record enough footage for the second video on the channel, so I'll have to do something about that. Thankfully, I'll only be posting on Co-Red Reed 1-2 Mondays per month at 2:15 p.m. Pacific Time. So I have time to record some more footage for the game I chose specifically for that video, which, spoiler alert, is Call of Duty Black Ops 2 with the Plutonium client. Now, there's a disclaimer that will be in every video on Co-Red Reed, which is the fact that I AI generated the art for every single one of the video thumbnails on the channel. I disclosed the fact that I used a stable diffusion model, specifically part of the 1.5 series of releases, alongside LoRa and textual embeddings of either positive or negative prompts. I make sure everything I use is part of and compatible with Stable Diffusion 1.5, including something that will allow me to use it locally, which all the 1.5 models I have are locally downloaded and backed up locally. For those curious as to what model I used for the first video on Co-Red Reed, I used the Mistune series of SD 1.5 models, though there are newer models I can try out with different locally run web UI interface, like the one of Stable Diffusion Web UI by Automatic 1111. If you don't like AI-generated art, I understand the ethical considerations for it. However, until I'm able to pay for it, which I can't, just consider the AI-generated art I have on the channel as references, just like I did with the AI-generated album covers. My Wavelake audience, and other Wavelake artist listeners, seem to love the AI-generated cover art, so that's the way I'll be going for the time being. Fun fact, for that first video on Co-Red Reed, I used Mistune Obsidian, which is why you see the tapestry look, as well as something I prompted, which I'm apparently very good at the basics of. After the AI art is generated using SD 1.5, I then go ahead and place that into GIMP, my Photoshop alternative of choice, and add text using Times New Roman as my font of choice on the side that's not covered by the art. These are very simple thumbnails, which I am known for when I do make one. I had done this before, but it isn't such a big draw for people. That's because I'm not willing to clickbait and merchandise off of clicks, for I'm not like that. And if you've learned about the esoteric method I use to plan what I do with my three channels, you'll know that I don't like to be seen as a liar through the esoteric method. Yes, I use an esoteric method. I've explained this in bonus episodes and last week's episode, Wavelike Version. Now, I make sure to even make proper disclosures if I'm doing something that I know would be potentially controversial, which right now is really AI-related disclosures I make, despite the fact that I love to use AI-generated things as a reference for artists to draw by hand if they wished. I'm going to go ahead and actually end this shorter episode here. If you like what you're hearing and want to listen to this podcast in the future, go ahead and stick around. Each episode releases every Wednesday afternoon, if I can get back to that, at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can listen to this podcast on Wavelake and YouTube. I would recommend Wavelake because that is where the bonus episodes are located. And you can even support me directly using Wavelake, using a really cool technology. That being said, I am out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.